Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but their genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Good morning, Arnold. Rise and shine.
Better not let Willis hear you say the word shine. Back in Harlem, that's fighting talk. Oh, yeah.
After he beats me up, I'll get you to explain it to me. Why are you still in bed, Arnold?
I'm studying.
Superman is studying?
I'm too young for Wonder Woman.
You're also too young to skip breakfast. Hey, is there something the matter with the food around here?
Yeah, there's too much of it and not enough of me. Mrs. Garrett's feeding me too much.
Well, you want to grow up, don't you, Arnold?
Yeah, up, not out.
Have you discussed this with Mrs. Garrett?
I can't. Every time I open my mouth, she shoves food in it.
I guess she must think you're an awful lot bigger on the inside than you look to be on the outside.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I said anything to her, she wouldn't like me no more.
Oh, not true. She'd respect your honesty. Besides, it's not a good idea to keep problems bottled up inside of you. If something's bothering you, speak up.
You mean let it all hang out.
Right. Except this, Pudgy.
You're not an Eskimo, Willis. Stop harpooning your pancakes.
God, if you want any food when she's at the table.
What was my pancake? What do I have to do around here? Monogram my food?
Just leave some, that's all.
All right, Willis. It's not polite to talk with somebody else's food in your mouth.
Here we are.
Good morning, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, good morning, my dear.
Well, if it isn't Sleeping Beauty.
You mean Sleeping Ugly.
I owe you an insult.
Mrs. Garrett, Arnold has something that he wants to get off his chest.
What chest? That's just the pimple on the front of his backbone.
What do you mean, pimple? This is the chest.
Gentlemen, could we please have a permanent 5-minute truce? Thank you. Arnold, go ahead.
Well, Mrs. Garrett, you feed me too much food.
A growing boy has to eat.
Yeah, but you're trying to feed every growing boy in town through my little mouth.
Little. If your mouth is any bigger, you can swallow yourself.
Well, look who's talking. The kid who stuffs pancakes in his mouth without folding them.
You tell him, Metal Mouth.
Metal, what? I ain't said nothing to nobody.
Cool it.
Okay, Arnold. No big deal. I'll cut down on your portions.
Right.
All right.
Now, wasn't that easy, Arnold? All you had to do was speak your mind and your problem was solved. See, with discussion comes understanding. Now, in this household, I want everybody to say what's on their mind.
Well, Daddy, in that case, Willis, I wish you'd do something about that bathroom.
Like what?
Like not leaving the seat up.
Oh, that ain't me. That's Arnold.
It is not. I stand on the seat.
And if you sat on it, you'd fall in.
What do you mean, fall in?
Nah.
Yeah, what do you mean, fall in?
All right, children, that's enough.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hello. Who? Mother? Oh, Mother! What a wonderful surprise. Where are you? Paris? Rome? At the airport? You mean here in New York? Marvelous! Well, I'll send the limousine for you. Goodbye, Mother. Oh, boy. The last of the 73-year-old jet setters is in town.
Grandma's here. Oh, Daddy, that's terrific.
Yeah, terrific. And she's only staying one night. Oh, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. She's a wonderful mother.
You guys are just going to love my grandma. She brings the neatest presents.
I don't know her, but I'm beginning to like her.
I don't like taking presents from strangers. Of course, I'm easy to get to know.
I'm afraid she's rather fussy. You know, she brings her own dust, just so she'll have something to complain about.
Oh, she won't find anything to complain about in this house. I have vacuumed those poor rugs so many times they roll up when they see me coming.
Kimberly, why don't you go upstairs and straighten up your room for Grandma?
Okay, Daddy.
You two boys.
Okay.
And listen, when you're finished, don't forget to wash up.
Okay.
You know something, Arnold? I think Mr. Drummond's a clean freak.
Yeah. With all the washing I'm doing, it's a good thing I'm pre-shrunk.
Hey, listen. No water fight in the bathroom, you guys.
Okay, yes, yes.
All right.
I hope Mother's in a good mood. There are two things that I've neglected to tell her about the boys.
What two things?
One, that they're here, and two, that they're black.
You think that'll upset her?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would think her reaction would be about 14. I better send for the limousine. Mother gets very impatient if she's kept waiting. I was born 3 days late. She didn't speak to me for a year. Mrs. Garrett, is everything ready for my mother's arrival?
Yes, sir.
What about tabletops? I don't want Mother to find one single fingerprint.
The only fingerprints I haven't rubbed out are the ones on the ends of my fingers.
I'll get it. Mother!
Junior!
So good to see you. Mother, you look marvelous. How was Europe?
Well, the food was tasteless, the service non-existent, and the place is full of foreigners.
Mother, it is their country.
Yes, but they're so obvious about it.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, Kimberly, my darling. Oh,
you look super, Grandma.
Oh, yes, I do.
And you've grown into the prettiest young lady in New York, wearing the ugliest dress. Wherever did you find it?
You gave it to me, Grandma.
Oh, yes. Last year. How can you let her go around looking like last year's teenager? There's some new things for you in that brown bag, Kimberly.
Oh, well, thanks, Grandma. You're a doll.
Mother, the way you spoil her, I'm going to have to keep her in the refrigerator.
I do hope you got me the right size. I've grown where nobody's expected me to.
Oh, such an adorable child. She takes after my side of the family.
It's so good to see you, Mother. Let's both sit down.
All right.
There's something I want to tell you.
Oh?
Yes. There has been quite a big change in my life.
Oh.
I have 2 sons now.
2 sons? You got married and didn't invite me?
No. No, I'm not married.
Oh, you little devil, you. You mean it's one of those modern arrangements?
No, not that either.
Oh?
You see, my 2 boys are...
Yes?
Well, they're... Maybe you better just see them for yourself and make up your own mind. Arnold! Willis! You're just going to love them, Mother. They're bright, delightful, full of fun. They're a wonderful addition to our family. Mother, these are my 2 boys, Willis and Arnold.
What a pleasant surprise.
Now that's what I call a surprise.
Thank you.
okay, Daddy? What's the matter?
She just fainted, dear. Can you hear me, Mother?
Stand back, everybody. Give her air.
You ain't giving her air. You're giving her pneumonia.
She's moving.
Shove that stuff up my nose and I'd move, too.
Here's the brandy.
Thanks. She doesn't need it now.
Are you all right now, Grandma?
I think I better call the doctor.
Oh, no, don't. Doctors make people ill. Help me up, Junior.
Oh. Kimberly, will you ask Mrs. Garrett to bring in some coffee?
Sure, Daddy.
Oh, dear. I think it must have been the reaction delayed from the trip. Now I feel a little dizzy.
Maybe your girdle's too tight.
They're such interesting children. Wherever did you find them?
They're sons of someone who was very close to me.
Oh, well, I understand. In the business world these days, there are many affluent ethnics.
Oh, we're not ethnics. We're Baptists. Daddy was with the United Nations.
Oh, that's marvelous. A member of the diplomatic corps?
No, a member of the janitor corps.
Mother, their mother was my late housekeeper, Mrs. Jackson. You remember her?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to faint again. Oh, no, excuse me. I think it must be the jet lag.
Yeah, the jet lag. Come on, Arnold. Hang in there, Grandma.
Here's some coffee.
Your servants enter without being summoned. Where's the bell?
It fell off her neck. We're very informal here, Mother. This is my housekeeper, Mrs. Garrett.
How do you do?
Mrs. Garrett, have you polished the silver?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Once a week, I look in it and give it the reflection test.
The reflection test?
Yes. If I start to look too good, I know it's tarnished.
Well, I don't drink coffee, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh. I'll make you some tea. You're a wonderful human being.
Grandma, this dress is just perfect. How does it look?
Oh, divine.
You look lovely, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daddy. Grandma, did you notice that I'm wearing a B-R-A?
Well, we'll talk about your spelling later, dear. Right now, I have something very important to discuss with your father.
Okay, Grandma, and thanks again. This dress is the end. It's going to make all my girlfriends just hate me.
Junior, now, about the boys.
Yeah, yes, aren't they terrific?
Yes, I know.
Mother, I want to take you to the Chez Antoine tonight.
Oh, well, that's
just fine.
Yeah,
it's a terrific
fine.
New restaurant.
That's just fine.
Now, since you have to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
And what better way for you to get to know them?
But
it'll
Junior,
be the five of us, one big happy family. I'll go and tell them.
One big happy family.
How can you laugh after that lady fainted?
It's easy. I just opened my mouth and out it comes.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know that lady fainted when she looked at us?
No, she didn't. She fainted when she looked at you.
She fainted because we're black.
Oh, she did? Well, it's nice to be noticed.
I guess you just don't understand. And some people are prejudiced.
Listen, boys. I've got a special treat for you tonight.
Your mother's leaving town.
Nope. We're all going to have dinner in one of the best restaurants in New York. We're going to have caviar.
Oh, boy! What's caviar?
Well, it's fish eggs. It's delicious. It costs $150 a pound.
Why so much? Chicken eggs only cost 79 cents a dozen.
I guess it's harder to lay eggs underwater.
Well, tonight, you're going to have caviar. And Grandma's going to come along, too.
She ain't my grandmother. You know, that lady didn't fall on her face because she got jet lag. She got black lag.
Now, hold it, Willis. My mother is very fair about prejudice. She looks down on people of every color. She's not really a bigot, you know. She's just a snob. And it's bothered me all of my life.
Then why don't you tell her?
Well, it's not that easy with my mother.
You afraid of your mother?
Well, no, not really. But you see, she's getting old and I don't see her that much. And why upset her? You know what I mean.
Yeah, you're afraid of your mother.
You told us something was bothering us to speak up. Now, how come that don't go for you, too?
Well, it really isn't the same thing, Willis. Look, your grandmother's a very nice lady. Now, why don't you go downstairs and be nice to her? Give her a chance. Look, if you'll do that for me, I'll do something nice for you.
We'll do it anyway, because you do a lot of nice things for us.
Yeah, in the past and in the future.
Okay, thanks, boys. Let's go.
Like that. To that long plane ride, you look beat.
Yeah. You just sit right over here and I get you a pillow for your beat feet.
That's quite thoughtful of you. Willis or Arnold or whichever.
I'm Willis, Grandma. He's Arnold.
Yeah, that's right. If I was taller and he was better looking, we'd be identical twins.
Now, you just relax, Grandma. We'll take care of you. Now, we know all about old ladies. We got lots of them in Harlem.
Oh, you dummy. You don't remind old ladies that they're old ladies. They already know they're old ladies.
Well, they called Mom an old lady and she worked till the day she died. Miss Jumma's mother never did a lick of work in her whole life.
Oh, it's correct, you young man. I'll have you know I worked as a volunteer during the war.
Is that the one the South lost?
Here's your tea, Mrs. Drummond, and some little butter cookies.
Mrs. Gary, where'd those come from? You got a new hiding place for the cookies?
Yes, I found a good place beside your mouth.
Will you join me in a cup of tea, children?
Yeah, I'll have a shot.
You can shoot me, too.
Is this imported tea?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It came all the way from the Bronx.
Stupid.
No, I didn't. I can't drink with one pinky sticking out.
Stay where you are, Mrs. Drummond. I'll have you sponged off in a tiffy.
Oh, an $800 suit ruined.
It didn't do my jockey shorts any good either.
Did I hear a scream down there?
Oh, Grandma, what happened?
Oh, my suit is ruined. That's what happened.
Oh. Tiny Tim here blew the tea party.
No, I didn't. That cup is too big for my little hand.
Now, just calm down, Mother. You've got plenty of time to change before dinner.
Well, the only thing I'm going to change is my mind about going. I feel a dreadful migraine coming on.
Uh-oh. I think that means he's going to fall down again.
Oh, it doesn't. It means you're going to have another attack of that old black lag. Doesn't it, Mr. Drummond?
I think you're right, Willis. Mother, wait.
What is it, Junior?
I don't quite know how to say this, but it's long overdue. Mother, you're behaving like a spoiled, unreasonable snob.
How dare you, Junior?
Guys, I think this is a good time to go walk our goldfish.
Yeah, I'll get the leash.
No, children, I want everybody to stay. This is a family affair. Mother, for your sake, I'm sorry that Arnold and Wills's father wasn't Dr. Ralph Bunch or Martin Luther King Jr. But they don't have to apologize to anybody because he was a janitor or because they are black.
Well, I didn't mean to imply that...
Ever since you walked in that door, you put everybody down, including me. You still call me Junior. It's 40 years since I stopped sucking my thumb.
Are you quite finished?
No, I'm not. The only reason I'm telling you this, Mother, is that I love you. And it's a hurt to know that my own mother's a snob. I'm ashamed that I waited all these years to tell you this.
I never knew you felt that way or that I'm that bad. I'm shocked.
Well, you should be. Your values are a thing of the past. It's time you learn to accept people for what they are, not for what you would like them to be.
Well, I admit that perhaps I'm a little set in my ways.
A little set? You're anchored in concrete.
How could my own son speak to me like that?
Because your own son wants you to be a part of his new family. Now, the choice is yours, Mother.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to be a snob. I'll try to change. But it isn't easy to break old habits.
You can do it. It shouldn't be difficult for someone as loving and kind as you are. And we'll help you. Won't we, children?
Sure, Grandma. We all need you and love you very much.
Don't we, guys?
Yeah. I guess I can try.
Yeah, me too. I never had a white grandma before.
Come here, grandchildren. You're just adorable, family.
Now we are, and we're going to celebrate by going out to dinner, including Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett, but she's... Yes, Mrs. Garrett is quite welcome.
Good. Mrs. Garrett.
It is so touching to see a family come together with love and affection after such a rotten beginning.
You're invited to have dinner with us at a marvelous new restaurant.
Oh, I couldn't. Just give me a minute to change.
Well, I'd better change, too. I'll only be a moment, Philip.
Mm. I'll be right down.
Wait a minute, everybody. I'm picking up the check tonight.
Your what?
And I'm handing it to you, too.
Different strokes and things, different strokes.